The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has finally, definitely, possibly, maybe, temporarily, but for sure, greenlit the travel ban. So are we ever going to get any finality on this? This version of the ban, the third, if anyone is still counting, was issued 4 months ago. It's currently facing ongoing opposition from two lower courts in two separate challenges. Those cases are going to be heard this week. So the temporary win for the administration might end up being a short celebration, but we're not sure because they decided for sure, temporarily, kind of. It's carved in jello. You got to give it to the social justice warrior activists, media, politicians. You guys are good, man. Pretty impressive on how you can take any issue at all. Doesn't matter what it is, and turn it into a social justice jihad. Are you pro-life? Well, why do you hate women so much? You pro-religious liberty? What a fascist bigot you are. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall on the strategy table, you know, when I heard people start to, how are we going to spin the travel ban? Okay, guys, what do all these countries have in common?
They all have a lot of sand. Trump hates desert climates.
Nice thought. Maybe we could spin a climate change argument here. Anybody else?
All of these areas are conflict zones.
You idiot. Stupidest idea you have heard yet. You can't just say that and then not follow it up with an agenda. Here, let me work with you here. These are unstable areas. A prime example of the effects of global colonialism. Boom! There! That's how you get it done. Wait a minute. Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, Chad. Wait a minute. There's a lot of Muslims in these areas. Change the word from Trump's travel ban to a travel ban on Muslim-majority countries. Now, we're going to have to find a way to get everybody to forget that North Korea and Venezuela are part of the travel ban as well, and they're not full of Muslims. If we can just get them to forget, done and done. Back to reality here for a second. If this truly were a Muslim ban, then why the addition of North Korea and Venezuela? Why wouldn't you add in the most populous Muslim countries in the world? Indonesia is 13% of the world's Muslim population. Kind of big. In fact, number one on the charts. Coming in at number two Muslim-populated country is India, followed with Pakistan at number three with a bullet. The only country that the travel ban is including that breaks the top 10 is Iran. So wait, this can't be a Muslim travel ban. I know Trump said that, but he's dumb as a box of rocks. Why are people so comfortable with putting up with a false social justice agenda, especially when it comes to national security? Maybe it's because the people pushing this will never have to live with the consequences. I mean, how many live in neighborhoods that are going to have illegal immigrants or refugee resettlements? I mean, we find out really quick when we say, oh, OK, well, we're going to resettle them in your neighborhood. How everybody's like, oh, no, wait. Oh, no, hold on just a second. You look at Hawaii. The state has become famous for overruling the travel ban, right? Hawaiians are not going to put up with this. Except since 2010, you know how many refugees Hawaii has accepted? Count them. You can because, well, unless you've lost a finger. 10. That's less than 1%. And none of their legal immigrants come anywhere close to those conflicted areas listed on the travel ban. Oh, but they're all about allowing North Korea to stay on the ban. Yeah, we're going to ban those guys. You bet.
So here's to a little safety. Well, at least until the Supreme Court changes its mind, perhaps later this week.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.